Do you ever feel like you're under too much pressure? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've always really cared what everyone thought of me, especially any kind of authority figure. So I've always really worked pretty hard to make everyone proud of me and have gone the extra mile even when I felt like I had nothing left to give them. Have you ever felt this way? Well, that's what today's Devo is actually all about. It's called Believing and Loving by Emily Acker. There's so much pressure on me. I can't do everything my parents want me to do. I can't please all of my teachers. I can't be someone others look up to. I can't do it all. What does God require of me? How am I going to do all that? How am I going to please Him on top of everything else? Have you ever had thoughts like these? Well, you're not alone. Life gets busy and it gets hard. In these times and every day, what is it that God requires of us? His command for us is a simple one: believe and love. The Apostle John writes, "Now this is His command, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He commands us." We read this in 1 John 3:23. First, we are to believe that God has saved us. We are to believe in the cross, the sacrifice, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are to rely on what He has done, not on anything we do or don't do. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can know that He is always there for us and that we will have everlasting life with Him. Isn't that wonderful news? Second, we are to love. Because God first loved us, we are able to love Him and others. Once we know Jesus, we have His Holy Spirit living in us, so we are able to love like Jesus does. Love our families, love our friends, love our enemies. See the world with His loving eyes, looking for those who are hurting and showing them His love. So, when we start to feel overwhelmed by the expectations others have put on us, or maybe the expectations we've put on ourselves, we can remember that Jesus has freed us from all this condemnation and fear. God has kept things simple for us. He simply calls us to abide in Jesus, to live a life of believing in Him and loving Him and those around us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Do you ever feel like there is so much required of you that you are overwhelmed and you just want to give up? Who are trusted Christians in your life who can remind you of how much God loves you, what He truly expects of you, and how eager He is to help you? As you and I can read in 1 John 3:23, "Now this is His command, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He commanded us." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 22, 35 through 40, John 6, 27 through 29, and 1 John 4, 7 through 19, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you have the Unlocked Devo app? If not, you can find it on any major Play Store, and I encourage you to do so. Also, be sure to check out tomorrow's devotional about starfish with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.